This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Goldman Sachs reported quarterly results today, and profits were well above expectations. But as is often the case on Wall Street, the ups were no match for the downs, like big legal expenses and weak trading results, and Goldman shares took a hit before recovering. But that wasn't the big news. Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein has a replacement. Blankfein was in the job for a dozen years, and he saw the bank through the financial crisis. And now Goldman President David Solomon will take the reins in October. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
For most of its history, Goldman Sachs has been known for investment banking and trading at the upper reaches of the corporate world. But lately, it's developed an interest in the rest of us.
It's not just for the Fortune 500 or multinational firm anymore. To some degree, it's going from caviar to cheeseburgers.
Mike Mayo at Wells Fargo is a longtime bank analyst.
There's an online Goldman Sachs deposit product. You can go to Goldman Sachs for consumer loans.
Mayo says it will be on Solomon now to expand the new consumer business, while, at the same time, bolstering the old line business. That's not going to be easy, says Anil Shivdasani at the University of North Carolina.
There's no shortage today of any commercial bank that somebody can go to and open a banking account, so not exactly regarded as a high-growth area.
But, he says, Goldman is responding to financial innovations from Silicon Valley. CEO Lloyd Blankfein even referred to the bank as a tech company.
And I think that has been a big response to some of the influence that the technology and other companies have had with respect to the war for talent.
Tech companies have been picking off talent that used to head to Wall Street. Matteo Arena at Marquette University says Solomon is hoping to shift the balance back by focusing on issues like gender equity and a more reasonable work life.
I think he would like his employees to maintain interest outside banking as he does.
Solomon, as is well known on Wall Street, moonlights as a DJ at clubs in New York and Miami. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.